Part 1. From the USA. Unit 1. Japanese sushi students aim for a job overseas. Tokyo. At the sound of the buzzer, Kensuke Aoki starts furiously pressing rice into shape in his left palm, adding dabs of bright green wasabi paste and quickly placing slices of mackerel on top of the rice. He completes each nigiri one after another. 3 minutes and 18 nigiri later, time is up and his instructor comes around to sort the well-shaped ones from the ill-shaped as Mr. Aoki wistfully looks on. Just 12 have made the grade. It's hard, but I am getting better every time I do it, said Mr. Aoki, a student at the Tokyo Sushi Academy. Speed is as crucial as quality, because efficiency is what they will seek in the real world. Mr. Aoki, 30, believes that having a real-world sense of things will help him and his classmates gain the skills they need to plunge into the competitive market for sushi chefs in places like Germany, the United States, and Australia. Students at the privately owned academy plan to join the growing ranks of professional Japanese chefs, eager to serve a growing overseas appetite for sushi. Their plan to seek jobs abroad comes as revenue is declining within the Japanese sushi sector amid a cutthroat price war within the restaurant industry overall, which means consumers expect to pay less and receive more. By contrast, the sushi restaurant market overseas is a rich source of entrepreneurial opportunity for young Japanese, said Hiromi Sugiyama, a director of the academy, which also hosts a website, www.sushijob.com, for chefs seeking jobs in other countries. Graduates of this school often earn much more than they would make here in Japan, she said, as more sushi restaurants open in Europe and Latin America. A more fragile job market in Japan may also be a factor. The 1.5 trillion yen, or $17.4 billion sushi restaurant industry in Japan, is changing, says Akihiro Nisugi, a restaurant consultant at Funai Consulting based in Tokyo. The fast food rotating conveyor belt sushi chains are growing, he said. But the traditional sushi restaurant is facing contraction. Taira Matsuki, 39, who completed a short-term program at the Tokyo Sushi Academy 2 years ago, set up a catering business in Warsaw last year after working at a sushi restaurant in Poland. Here, sushi and pizza are two categories that are growing strongly and where people are making money, said Mr. Matsuki, who now employs 5 Polish workers. His mainstay product is a $7 sushi lunchbox aimed at business executives in downtown Warsaw. The speed with which he was able to open his own business contrasts with the centuries-old traditions of the Japanese sushi apprenticeship. Young people are shunning the profession at home, partly because the industry requires years of mopping floors and washing dishes before an apprentice is even allowed to touch rice. People say it takes 3 years before you can master the nigiri, and 5 years before you perfect maki sushi, the roll, and you need 10 years before you become a full-fledged sushi master, said Ken Kawasumi, chief instructor at the Sushi Academy and a former sushi chef. That's not a valid approach anymore. Plus, his students are not willing to wait that long. Koji Ono, 30, another student at the Tokyo Sushi Academy, has worked as an information technology engineer and wants to reinvent himself as a sushi cook overseas. Going the traditional apprenticeship route is not part of his plan. That's a risk I am not willing to take at this age, he said. I wanted to get right to the training. He plans to move to Munich, where he once studied German.